And now we go to Larry Pinkney, the guest commentator, in his piece, American Democracy, A Legacy of Hypocrisy and Deceit. And we'll take your calls at 866-801-8255. Pinkney writes, it has been accurately said that America is like a melting pot. The people at the bottom get burned, and the scum floats to the top. Perhaps nothing is more indicative of this in the 21st century than the insipid manner in which the institutions of white America continue to reinvent the myth pertaining to America's birth and concomitant democracy. The fact of the matter is that the expression American democracy is in itself a contradiction in terms. For had there been American democracy on this continent, the United States of America would never have come into existence. To deny this fact is to deny the obvious. Despite white America's ongoing collective denial of the obvious, the foundation of the United States of America is genocide, brutal and massive slavery, and most notably, deceit, all of which are the antithesis to any serious or real application of democracy. The Ku Klux Klan, white citizens' councils, John Birch Society, neo-Nazis and Minutemen are not some mere anti-democratic American aberrations. They are, in fact, integral to the perpetuation of America itself. Likewise, the American infliction of human suffering at Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo, for example, is not American aberration. It is part and parcel of the American norm, an ongoing perpetual cycle of deceit and torture, all in the name of a nebulous, non-existing democracy. This is but a reflection of the physical and cultural pillage and decimation by white America of the indigenous so-called Indian people, and the slavery, lynchings, and the current 21st century slave plantations in America known as prisons, where more black, brown, and red men, women, and children are incarcerated than anywhere else on earth. An open secret that America has always known is that democracy for the few is no democracy at all. In the 21st century, as the trappings of America's decaying, greedy, corporate capitalist system begin to negatively impact even some white Americans, it remains to be seen as to how many more John Browns, Frank Littles, or Viola Luizos might come to fruition. Yet one thing is crystal clear. America's powerful, sometimes blatant, sometimes subliminal message to whites continues to be, even if you're poor, getting poorer, have very little formal education and no health insurance, at least you're white. While the age-old de facto message to black folks remains, lighten up and think white, by ridiculing, emasculating, and distancing yourself from the black liberation struggle, or die. In this context, the word democracy, as used by American politicians, pundits in the U.S. news media, and its many institutions, is nothing more than a cruel and demeaning hoax. for black people and other people of color, such democracy is cultural and ultimately physical genocide. Often used catchphrases such as the national American conscience are absurd, as America has never had a conscience, national or otherwise. To grasp how utterly ridiculous and contradictory the very notion of American democracy is, a brief historical look at what makes America, America, is in order. The name America is a misnomer and was derived from the European Amerigo Vespucci. As such, is an affront to the legacy of millions of indigenous peoples whose home and land this was long before the coming of deceitful and land-grabbing Europeans. Moreover, the indigenous peoples of what are now commonly known as the continents of North and South America already had their own names for this land that they cherished and respected well prior to the disastrous arrival in mass of Europeans, whose God smiled approvingly upon their subsequent systematic decimation of the red peoples and the brutal enslavement and dehumanization of black people, all in the name of the manifest destiny and democracy. To reiterate, democracy for the few is no democracy at all. As black slave rebellions were bloodily and ruthlessly suppressed in the Americas, many white men and women slaveholders were enjoying their democracy, as were to a lesser degree even those whites who weren't direct human property owners, but nonetheless enjoying precious color privilege, which continues unabated in the 21st century, to the enormous detriment of black and other people of color. Only euphemistically can the United States of America be accurately described as a democracy, and euphemism has little to do with reality. America is not a democracy. It is a nation of endless hypocrisies. America's hypocrisy and deceit is today visible on every level of existence, both nationally and internationally. From assassinating black American leaders and then hypocritically placing their images on U.S. postage stamps and as if America honored and respected them, to having historically, directly or indirectly invaded Mexico, Cuba, Vietnam, Grenada, Somalia, Iraq, and an endless list of other nations around the world to the present, where America foments coups and unending bloodshed, all in the name of a democracy which America itself does not have or practice within its own stolen borders. Without the virulent arsenal of hypocrisy and deceit, there would be no United States of America. America's actual non-existent democracy, like Frankenstein's monster, has been transformed into somehow having supposedly become the self-touted bastion of democracy. It is a nation that has engaged in genocide and slavery, but stubbornly refuses to pay reparations to its black victims or their descendants. Even European nations paid reparations to each other for their atrocities, albeit often with the loot of the ill-gotten gain from the colonialism and ongoing neocolonialism, most fondly and most notably of and from the African continent. The United States of America, however, which was built upon and exists due to the slave labor, dehumanization, and mass murders of black people, remains in the 21st century in racist and stalwart refusal to pay reparations to the black victims of its so-called democracy. As Dr. Robert Brock, the father of the contemporary black reparations movement in the United States, stated, blacks touched the United States by being brought here without a passport, immigration papers, and consent. But they were brought over the ocean, which is admiralty law. Admiralty law is international law. Blacks' rights lie in international law. The U.S. contempt for human rights and international law did not begin with Abu Ghraib or Guantanamo. It can be traced to the African Holocaust, consisting of at least 100 million deaths of black slaves and millions more who labored under the most despicable and dehumanizing form of slavery ever devised. American democracy, a legacy of hypocrisy and deceit, by Larry Pinkney. We'll be right back.